Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Welcome to the Texas Ticket. This is Armando, and I'm with Joe Crosby.
Hey, good afternoon.
Man, Joe, it's good to see you, brother.
Thanks. I love being here.
I feel different after the 250th.
Yeah, feel older, more patriotic.
I feel different. You know,
did you blow something up?
We did. And I think about you know, Texas as a whole and what 10, 20 years of Spanish ownership, then the conquest of Mexico taking over Texas.
Yeah, that's why they say Six Flags.
Exhausted.
Then, much.
Yeah. Then yeah. Exhausted. Then the sixth flag actually showed up with Sam Houston and the Republic of Texas.
That's fifth. No, fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah, that was fourth.
Then Republic of Texas. Then
in the South. Then America. Or America.
Oh, you went straight South? To the Louisiana
We need
Purchase.
History lesson.
It was straight to the Louisiana Purchase.
We need history lesson.
We found Santa Anna hiding in the woods at the San Jacinto. He was in his drawers and whatnot, they said, and they found him hiding in the woods, and he gave Texas to us in exchange for his freedom.
Conceded?
Well, 2 weeks hiding in the woods when we found him with dogs. I don't know if that's conceding. But nevertheless, yeah. Here we are. You know, but it's
God
not about
Texas.
I hate to steal the show with Texas. It's about America. It's about freedom, baby.
The rest, it's not Texas.
The rest of it. Yeah. And there was a lot more. I mean, California was in that agreement. So was Louisiana. And
yeah,
at one point, Spain owned all the way up to Oregon.
Yeah.
Speaking of Oregon, right? We got some folks here from that have moved here to the area and lots of new things coming up and lots of new events and happenings. And everybody's trying to find a little bit more about what's going on locally. And realizing it's moving really fast. I mean, there's new options, there's new gives, there's new takes in the community that people can take advantage of that they're just now figuring out. I'm just now figuring out. I didn't know that was there. And they're like, well, we just got here. I'm like, well, how does anybody know you're here? Well, I think this is a great opportunity for you and I to share some of
Absolutely.
Those. It is here. And this is what's going on. I mean, we got things from East County going all the way to Montgomery, all the way to Plantersville, and going from New Waverly and Huntsville all the way down to Galveston.
Yep.
So we like to keep all that here on the show, folks. I'm glad you came to watch the Texas Ticket Show here on Lone Star Community Radio. You can check us out on all the links below down there. You can watch this show again and again if you'd like. Binge
or all the episodes. Yeah,
other episodes. Watching. You can do that. You can buy us some coffee. Good. You can make a donation down below. But today on this show, we've got Britt Parker from Razors. And Razors is a new business in Willis, Texas.
Okay.
We bumped into each other down there at City Hall and got to know each other. And she's here on the show to tell a little bit about her business, her what she's got going on. She's got some events she wants to talk about.
Okay.
Local stuff.
I love local stuff.
Do you know what? I heard Charlie Diggs is going to put the Fall Festival together.
Yeah?
The Fall Festival. What big Fall Festival is coming up.
Is there a date on it yet?
In the fall, I think we're
other
looking
than
at,
in the fall.
Yeah, I think we're looking at October, but I saw the music lineup and it's really strong. Lots of amazing Texas artists. I know I saw my boy Jeff Canada on there, and a few others. Lots of locals, but then there's some Tennessee and Nashville recording artists that are some of the top in the nation as far as country music goes, and they'll be in attendance. And that's the Charlie Diggs events. We'll get into that a little bit. We also have here in the studio. Michelle. Mm-hmm. Michelle's from the Lotus Slow Spa.
Is that the yoga place?
It's yoga and more. Right. There's paddleboarding.
Yeah.
There's paddleboarding. There's water events. There's just, you know, touch the earth. Put your feet in the mud for a little bit. You know, get out there.
Touch some grass, what they say.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say now. Yeah. Go out and touch some grass.
Yeah, I'm about to get grounded today. Well, let's get this show started. We got in the studio here with us, we have Britt Parker from Razor. We have Michelle from
Lotus Lounge.
Michelle Marie from the Lotus Lounge, yoga and wellness, a place to exhale.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a long show title, a business title, but I've been to the location. I've been there. It's nice.
Are you just from exhaling?
Really nice. All kinds of cool stuff in that place. I mean, every little toy you could think of to wind down and relax. I mean, did you just raid Amazon? Is that what happened?
No, but thank you very much. No, what I offer over at the Lotus Lounge is an opportunity to relax, to allow your nervous system to reset. So going through some yoga and some Pilates, and I have some relaxation where I offer space where your nervous system can relax through some lymphatic massage through the legs and some massaging around the eyes and even some red light therapy. Mm. And then, of course, I have on the water experiences via paddle boards, which is something I'm really hoping to grow around here.
So what does lymphatic mean?
Lymphatic. So what is?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I really, you know, I get it. You know, but I went in your spa, and it's not a massage studio. It's just so much different. It's real Lake Conroe, and it had a real a good sense that you could get to enjoy this in a restful way that would relax and. That one blanket, I just want to like lay in that one lazy lounge you have in there. And okay, so there's the eye masks, the eye massager. I'm like, one of my eyes need a massage. This is ridiculous. And I put it on. I'm like, oh, I get it. Yeah, it was one of those. It just happened just like that. I'm like, this is so silly.
It
whatever.
It's an opportunity for you to slow down. It does. It causes you to slow down. And just
that's
notice.
What we need for Armando.
Yes, to slow down just for a few moments. But you know what? Can I just say, I appreciate what you're saying about your experience in my studio, because my studio isn't their normal yoga studio. When people come in, they're just like, wow, this is so calming in here, you know? And when they leave, they're like, I didn't even know I needed that, because our nervous systems, right? We're go, go, go all the time. Yep. And when you do slow down, your body's almost kind of like, it wants to celebrate because it's being still. But just taking a moment to notice that stillness.
If I pass out during your session and just,
do you still
bill me if I sleep through it?
You know what? People do fall asleep, to be by honest. The hour? They do.
Let them rest.
I come in there and I'll open the door and I peek around and they're just like, you know, and I'm just like, yes, that's exactly.
That was the goal.
Yes, that was a goal. And
but
I'll
how do I know if
you're
doing
tea.
Stuff while I'm sleeping? You know, I mean, is it still helping me or? I mean, I get a nap helps.
Well,
me.
See, that's what, when you know you're able to relax enough, you know that your whole nervous system, everything about you feels safe enough to do that.
Right.
And so that is the space that I am creating or wanting to create at the Lotus.
That's the part of your space that I'm scared of the most. I mean, I'm
where's,
like,
sounds where's like you
this
need to
magical
relax
place
then?
At?
Oh, I'll pass the hell out. Right
it is
there.
Right off of 1097. Now, I've only been there for a few
months.
It's
where Fisherman's Cove was. So we're Seven Coves, right across from the old boy. The old Guadalajara's were across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. Fisherman's Cove. It's going over new management right now, but in the building to the far right, I was able to rent a majority of it out. And so I've got space, good amount. You saw the studio.
Beautiful place with a foundation, let me add. You know, it's one of the few in that cove. Mm-hmm.
And what's
cove.
Really cool is because I've got a boat launch and I have a whole fleet of paddle boards.
Oh.
And so we literally get all ready and we just tuck them up. You should see everybody. They're feeling like surfers. It's so cute.
We need to get Britt on paddle board. Britt, you can get on paddle board.
And we're just...
Come on,
yes,
now. Well, you don't like
come on. Doing. It's a lot of fun.
You need to relax, okay?
Yeah.
You need to chill.
We're going
to
give you a full
and
body
then we
massage.
Turn into sun chasers. Then we turn into sun chasers.
Could you get her to chill out?
Yes.
Really?
You'll be
I was thinking she's going to fight that. You know what I mean? No. What? Really?
I can get anybody to relax.
That's a tall glass of water right there, baby. Do you ever do massage and stuff like that?
No, I probably should.
Have you ever done it ever one time?
Well,
a
like
massage,
I go to those
like a
reflexology places sometimes.
Oh, that's nice too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that?
Which is good.
What's reflexology?
Foot massage or something?
Well, they do like the legs, the hands, the arms.
Oh, you got the boot. She
well,
got
I just have a, my, no, let me
it.
Just clarify. What I offer is they're like little boot slip-ons, and it's
little. It goes up to past the knee.
Well, past the knee, but well, a little bit above the knee.
You should
and
see her
other
pair
massage
of boots.
Is the debutante through your legs. So, but it's really cool because it's just something about having your legs massaged.
You couldn't
relaxing.
Call it debutante massage. It just sounds weird. I don't think that.
I don't.
Well.
Don't make it weird, Armando.
Yeah, that's totally weird. But they go, dude. They do go past the knee like a debutante boot.
Oh, now I see what you're saying. Sure, if that's what you.
It is.
Sure,
they're
sure, Armando.
If that's what you would like to call them.
They're equestrian looking height. It's almost 100%.
So, but what I did is I created this stuff. And when you talked about Amazon, is this is stuff that I did pick out that I'm just introducing you to different ways, to modalities to help yourself relax.
Would you have that word you just used?
Modality.
What does that mean?
Just a different modality.
What's a mode?
Modality, a different way of doing something or bringing something in.
Okay.
And so I'm introducing.
We're gonna learn something today.
Different ways to
how
relax.
You spell it?
No. Use it in a
write that down. Willpower.
Well, for instance, one of my students, she's been coming, and yesterday she goes, "What's this relaxing? I want to try this." And so I put her in the relaxation lounge, and she was just like, "Oh my gosh, Michelle, this is so amazing." She's like, "Can I fall asleep?" I said, "Yes, absolutely.
I don't think I get the time to ask.
If that's what you need."
I mean, really.
But you get 35 minutes. That's a...
Gone. I get five that I can recall.
Yeah. Man, I want to go out there.
It's really nice. Beautiful little cove.
Please do.
And I like the paddle board,
too. Tell me a little bit about Razors. You know, you've been at Razor Republic, what now, like a few months? Your grand opening just recently, how?
June 28th was the grand opening.
Okay.
But we
opened, not even a month. Shit.
You're, well, we opened May 15th, but
week and a half.
Yeah.
It's a barbershop or I love how you have like a teardrop barbershop thing though.
It's just a barber pole.
Like right here. You killed another barber.
Or she made love to another barber.
Oh boy.
I don't know exactly what that teardrop means.
Either way.
It's a barber pole, guys.
Got it. Yeah. No. You know, either way, with much respect.
Yeah, I don't want no problems.
So,
definitely.
You don't want no problems.
Keep I don't want moving. No problems.
Move right along.
She will mess me up.
So, let me, okay. So, something that a lot of people don't know. A little, drop some
what?
Barber knowledge.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, the difference between a barber and a stylist.
Straight razor.
Yeah.
Really? So, you shaver use a straight razor?
That's it. Like the old school straight razor where you do straight razor shapes.
Okay.
So technically, get
that warm shaving
technically
cream
stylists
back
can't do that. Mm. But only barbers.
Oh, that's
are
like
licensed
a licensing
to.
Thing or something. Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I'm a barber, baby.
So like you clean got a straight up. Razor.
Mm-hmm. In my pocket.
I don't doubt.
Damn.
You said I don't doubt that.
I don't doubt that at all.
Yes, we do.
It's
we do like the old school. Hot towel, hot foam,
yeah.
Razor shapes.
Oh, that's the real
barber. Can't really find
it for that. Do I have to get? Look, I got a beard.
You do not have one.
One hair. Sounds like a 12-year-old boy. I got a beard.
Don't you?
Beard, come in, please.
Yeah, I got you.
One stray hair.
Warm towel. That.
Yeah.
But you know that I love that part. Yeah. When I was a little kid, it was just such a big deal. And as a grown man, it's like, when they want to shampoo my hair, I'm like, what's the point of this? You know, and I get it. I don't go home all with all this. Sometimes I need that. But I never questioned the straight razor or the shaving cream or its purpose or why it was there and how good that rag felt on my face. It was zero questions. Shampooing my hair, it's nice. But, that's not what I came for. But the razor is what I came for.
Yeah, I never get a razor shave. I always just do the clipper shave because, like, the regular razors, my hair's too thick or something, I guess.
You just don't have
I'm too much man for a normal razor. You know,
we didn't come and talk about Joey's manhood. We didn't come to talk about that. No, you came to tell us a little something about where, you got an event you wanted to share with us.
So there's several coming up.
Give me one. We'll roll it out. Let's chat about that.
The business mixers for the city of Willis.
Oh, with the mayor?
Mm-hmm.
This will be Tresetto. The Trace, the third.
It's where we met.
The trifecta. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where we all met. Yeah.
That's cool. I wasn't there.
You were in the bag.
I was over in EMC.
You were in the gift bag.
Oh, yeah. I sent gifts.
He was in the gift bag. His business card. And a pencil, I think.
And koozies.
Koozies. We got koozies,
Everybody loves koozies.
But it was a wonderful networking meeting. The mayor, William Brown, came up on the show today, the other day, and told us about it. And so we went out, and we got a chance to meet you guys and really enjoyed it.
Is that where your shop is, up in Willis?
Yeah, it's right there on 1097 next to Black Rock.
Oh, both of y'all are on
1097 and I-45. Sounds she's right on the intersection of 1097 and I-45 across from Kroger. Yeah. And I passed by the place. It was packed. It was packed. You guys are busy. Get out, aren't you?
Yeah.
Set up there.
Yes. That is really cool. Prime real estate right there.
How'd you know? From this area?
All set up in there. It looks so cool.
Yeah.
Did you know?
About what? The area?
Willis is a booming.
Well, yeah. I mean, I see
Your corporate execs came and called you up.
Yeah.
I said, this is where you put it.
I was like, Willis needs a good barber shop.
Where are you from originally?
Willis needed some Houston. Yoga too.
Houston. But I've been in the Conroe, Montgomery area for like 15 years.
Okay. And what made you choose Willis? I'm sure you had options. There were choices. There was, I had to be a hot list at the end that you had to pick from.
Yes. So I have a partner and okay. he owns a local business in Willis too. So I wanted to be close to him. Then I see all the new builds. Mm-hmm. And I actually was just driving down 1097 trying to look for empty spots. And I seen the for lease sign. So I was actually on the phone with one of my barbers. And I pulled up and I put my head on the window and I seen the plumbing was already ran. Mm. So I was like, sold. I don't have to pull any permits to do any plumbing. Mm-hmm. It's already set up. It used to be a Sports Clips.
Years ago. Okay.
Yeah. So it was like plug and play.
But better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Way better. Way better. We use straight razors.
Yeah. Way better. You know, I just like kind of not exactly like. Let me just take the word just out of this phrase. Sort of like, similar to the way women talk to stylists, men talk to their barber.
100%. You know?
And
we're therapists.
I like that.
I love it.
Yeah, we have these talks, and you know, but it's a little brief, and it's usually short, little, and then you know, we have three topics through the haircut, you know, and they were short and brief, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and it's usually one about my hair, two about the world at large, and three something we could relate to together, you know. It's a tell me. The last part where you relate with someone together and they think they bonded with you during that haircut and you know, you're, what do you think some of the most interesting conversations that really shocked you at the table?
Man, I don't know. You see so many people, like we give kids their first haircuts. Sometimes we're giving our clients' kids their first haircut and we gave them their first haircut. I mean, depending on how old the barber is, sometimes there's generations that it's like, I gave your dad his first haircut, now I'm giving you your first haircut. We see people sometimes on the best days of their lives and sometimes on the worst. Are you getting a haircut for your wedding or you're getting a haircut for someone's funeral? Like,
so tell me about the craziest,
didn't think about it like
the
that.
Craziest conversation you were just dropped on at the, and you just like, someone just started going off about, you know, something just nuts and you're just listening the whole time, nodding.
I can't pick a particular one.
There's like, not one that sticks out like that? No. Nothing crazy?
Nothing You'll crazy. Have a new Something one really whenever sad, Armando like sad comes stuff oh, sticks out to me. Not crazy, though, but sad. Like,
I got to see you got your data on. I got mine on.
Networking.
Yeah.
Networking to the max.
And you know, I got my beads on today. Got my beads on.
Did you get them from her?
No, they're a little feminine, so I don't normally wear them. You know.
Did you get those from the yoga?
Yeah. But he's been converted. The reason I brought that up was because your event on Thursday was just really cool. It was really eclectic. We had a really good time out there. Mm-hmm. And you had a lot of really neat stuff going on. And it was just really casual. And everybody was had some of the yoga beads on and some of that stuff. You have a veteran event you're going to do at the same place.
I do. I have gone through the Veterans Yoga Project. They're an organization. I believe I'm not even going to say because I don't remember where they're based out of. But they started, I think, about 14, 15 years ago, extending the tools in the modality of yoga to veterans because of the mindfulness, the breath work and awareness and just in the community that they can build with it. And so I went through the training years ago in 2018 and I was a yoga teacher for the Veterans Yoga Project in Oregon and Washington.
Okay.
And since I've moved back here, it'll be 2 years ago at one of the business mixers I went to, I met a gal that's the treasurer over at the American Legion 618, I think it is, here in Willis. And
you met her at the networking event at City Hall with...
Yes, I met her, yeah.
In Willis, Texas.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's at the first month. Yeah, okay.
And the first month, that
you
one?
You met her on the first one. So there's been two so far. A third is scheduled. We'll get into that one in just a minute. But you met her on the first one, correct?
Right. And then I mentioned her that I work with the Veterans Yoga Project. And so through her and through the Legion, I got a connection with the Veterans Yoga Project. So this Saturday and then every other Saturday through August, I will be offering a class for veterans and their families. We're starting out with just some chair yoga just to get comfortable and then whatever anyone feels up to. But it's mostly, like I said, just connection and breath work, mindfulness, and just awareness and then finding different ways to move in our bodies that may not cause as much pain, but we can have more free movement.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah,
somebody was talking about how a lot of people don't know. Well, you have to get in a senior living community that everybody claims that you're destined for. Mm-hmm. You know, their requirements, right?
Senior.
Like, oh yeah.
Well, the
requirements.
The old.
Dang, first answer, number one answer on the board is be old, right? And you got to be the age requirement, uh-huh. right? Everybody knows this yeah. one, right?
Pretty simple. I didn't know there was anything else you had to do.
Oh, there is. And that's the surprising part.
Yeah.
But
right? So if you're a disabled, well, the community receives funding to house disabled attendants. Mm. So your application is well received.
Okay.
Well, what's really cool about working with the Venture Worker Project too is they have, I mean, I offer the classes at no cost to the veterans, and then other organizations and people in the community, they donate to the Veterans Worker Project. So if I were to be in need or wanted to, I have an option to be, you know, compensated so that everybody is covered. So it's really cool that they have that, and organizations that do give to
cool.
Like the Veterans Yoga Project and Yoga for First Responders, which is a rather really cool organization. Oh,
and
cool.
We'll get into the dates of that event.
Police,
here in just
fire,
a second,
ambulance, but all that. Yep. That's yeah. cool. Yeah. They got PTSD from all the crap they got.
Oh, the vicarious trauma.
And most are
military.
A lot
crazy.
Of military.
Yeah.
Yeah. Military and too. So, but number three sure. is to be able to do one physical act, right? And it's to, here, I'll show you. It's to get down all the way down like this in the squat and then be able to get all the way up.
I was going to laugh so hard
yeah,
if I couldn't get back
up.
Yeah,
that may not
be for like, he qualifies for the
senior
place.
There's definitely different levels to get there. Yeah.
Well, certainly. But if you were in my home and you couldn't get up off the ground and you didn't qualify for medical aid from the state, then I would have to send a nurse or someone to come help you every day. Mm. So this would signify to the home that you required care that they could not compensate and cover. So your application would be flagged in this regard. So a small physical is necessary and usually asked. So just a heads up. So good physical maintenance and care right. for your body and how you tend to yourself from here to there. The last guy to the gym is the first guy to the senior living community. And if you get accepted. So just think about some of these things when you think about human wellness and health and how to keep yourself strong and why you really should care. I mean, maybe you do in certain ways, maybe you don't in certain ways, but longevity may not be the reason.
Well, movement is medicine
yeah.
to the body.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think a lot of people see, their extremity as medicine for their ego. Like, you know, if you were to tell me, Armando, you look amazing today, I'd walk around like, that's the first guy in a long time to say anything like that to me. Or if a woman said it, you know, or anyone in that fact, any human on the planet were to say, you look amazing today.
You know what, Armando? You look amazing today.
Thanks. Aww. Don't touch me. okay. You know, but nevertheless, a compliment is very well received like that, but very far and few between, it seems sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know how you can make one happen? Get a good, clean haircut. You know,
right.
I'll tell you right now, I put on a brand new shirt, I feel like a new man. I put on a crazy hat, I feel like I'm somebody different. You know, I get a good haircut, I feel like a different man. I feel like women will start saying yes to me now.
I think he needs more than just a haircut, but...
That's all right, you know, Joe. That's all
maybe
right.
Maybe some yoga,
you know,
too.
It's very straight of you to say that.
And
I appreciate that. I do. I really do. But I know you see a lot of guys on this moment, right? Having that cuss. You know they're on their way to something amazing, and it's got to be what they're talking about. They're telling you, I'm about to go on that date. I'm about to go to this dance. I'm about to go to do something special. And I'm about to do this, and I want you to cut my hair, you know? And it's kind of like, as a photographer, which I do, it's like, we're only having one ready reception.
Yeah.
You got to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You fully comfortable? You on the dial? You on point back there?
Yeah.
You got them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do special events and stuff like weddings and stuff? The guys come to you and say, you're my girl. I need you there for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Do you see anybody migrating out from Houston coming out to visit and, you know, stopping by the store yet? I mean, I know you're brand new. It's been a couple of weeks.
So
I don't know if you moved here and I was your cousin, I'd come see you yet. that, you know, so I'm not,
like, it's
no
been
pressure.
So long since I've lived in Houston, but
yeah.
I was at another shop local in the area before, and yes, they follow.
That's awesome,
like,
man.
Once you find your barber, like.
Absolutely. We were talking about that.
There's nothing like a bad haircut.
Mm-hmm. Then you're looking funky for a couple of weeks.
Like
gotta get it fixed up.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a little break. Let me come back to that. We're gonna take a little break and we'll be right back after this. We're gonna take a little brief intermission. We'll dial right back. We'll be right back after this, folks.
Long story, you are my.
Car Enthusiasts of Conroe, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes, on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and irlonestar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket. It's your one, Joe Crosby, Britt Parker, Michelle
Marie.
Come on, Michelle, help me out here, Michelle.
Michelle Marie.
1L Michelle.
Eminem.
It's a lot of M's. It's a lot of M's, Michelle.
Eminem.
So glad you're here, though.
Thank you.
Absolutely, darling. Michelle, tell me about where the location of your place is out there at the Lotus Spa.
The Lotus Lounge, Yoga Wellness, a place.
It's a spa. I can just nest in that place. What's the physical address?
It is 13260 FM 1097.
Okay.
There in Willis.
And right before where Guadalajara's used to be, on the right hand side, in that big building, the big one with the foundation. And I say that because all there was little tiny homes. And I, on the way there, I thought I was going to a tiny home. And I was like, I'm totally fine with that. I just want to go check it out. I'm going to hang out with Michelle in her tiny home. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
It's like the real place.
Break my arm. You know? No, but you know, when I got there, it was this huge foundation building. It was the structured building, and it's multiple rooms, multiple layers. It has an indoor and outdoor aspect. It was much more than that narrow vision of, you know, some kid on the other side of the lake, or me. Yeah, but nevertheless, it's beautiful.
Well, thank you very
much. You put some time in that place, and I really liked it. And you're having a veteran event. What's the date on the event?
The next one that I'm having is this Saturday, which is the 11th. Yeah, the 11th.
Yes.
11th. And then 2 weeks from then, which I think would be, and I'm so sorry.
So let's dial back. Let's just, the 11th, this Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. So this Saturday, the 11th, at that location you just mentioned, you can wind back to see that. You've got an event. Tell me about that.
10:30 to 11:45.
10:30
to
11:45. So an hour, hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. What happens in the hour and 45 minutes?
So what we do is we check in with each other. Right?
Okay.
And we say hello, you know, and then we go through, this week we're going through a couple different breathing techniques to help ground us or bring us back
this
into the
like
present moment.
This is a scheduled normal thing. Oh, let's talk about the veteran thing.
This is the veteran thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's yoga for the for veterans and mindfulness and breath work.
Do you need to sign up for it?
Preferably so I know that you're coming, but it is at no cost to veterans and their families.
No cost to veterans and their families. Okay, so what number would they call to set it up?
That would be phone number 458-836-5371. Or you can go to my website, www.nomudnolotusllc.com.
What in the hell did you just say?
No Mud, No Lotus, LLC.
Is that a website?
Yes, that's my web. That's
NOMUDLLC.com.
Yeah, No Mud, No Lotus, LLC.com.
Okay. Got a QRC?
A QR code?
There is.
Oh, man. What's the phone number one more time?
Okay, the phone number is 458-836-5371.
That's easier. That's an Oregon number, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's a part of my heart. So I'm sharing it with everyone.
What, you mean your phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just meant the prefix was from Oregon.
I'm just being silly.
It's a prefix of your heart, you know? That's just a beautiful thing. I can tell you have a big heart. I can tell right now.
Well, thank you. And
seem like a very sweet lady. You got kids?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I do. I have 4 grown daughters, 2 sets of twins.
What about grandkids?
I have 3 granddaughters.
Three, really? Wow, and you got two sets of twins.
Yeah.
That's freaking outstanding.
It is. The fact that I'm still standing.
Oh.
Right? Right? Whatever.
What about you, Britt? You got some kids?
All girls.
No.
Also?
Dogs.
No? Hey, dogs?
Babies. Same thing.
Come on, fur babies.
Do you want kids? Like she's got like seven of them running around. No.
I don't think my girls want me to.
No? No, you serious? No?
Got them cheap over there.
No kids? That's your thing?
Putting them out two at a time.
That was a task.
And that's not on purpose. That's Lord given. That's different. Yeah. That's not like, hey, I can't wait to have four quick. Yeah. Nobody says that. I mean, blessed if you did. I mean, good night.
Did you plan that?
The twins?
Yeah.
No.
Was it like a special drink or yoga?
Did the rest. Yeah.
We did our part.
We did our part. I did the rest. That's okay. what I could show up for.
Sure.
Yeah, but they're amazing. I wouldn't do anything different.
So you have four girls.
Four girls.
Dang. That's crazy. Did they rebel at 13?
And
no, more like in their 20s. Yeah. Actually, my daughters were actually pretty amazing. I actually feel blessed.
And then they had three daughters.
And
so
my
far.
Oldest twins
Your grandmother.
Have okay. My granddaughters. My youngest is two, and they're 2, 4, and 6.
So there's like eight women.
So what's really cool about my identical twin, because my oldest twins are identical and my youngest are fraternal. The identical twins, you know, their DNA is exactly the mm-hmm. same. So my granddaughters, between them, they're not just cousins, they're half-sisters. Because their moms right. share the exact same DNA.
Were they're cousins, but they have
but they're cousins the
DNA
and they're half-sisters.
Half-sisters.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
Because the dads are
different. I saw
you
look me right in the eyes, but you couldn't look me right in the eyes.
So, I mean, that's a, it's not that light of a mind twister, but it's kind of cool. It's cool. Yeah. But
that's so crazy. That's tough.
What I think is really cool is, and this is what I love being about being a grandparent, is you've always wondered what's the big deal, is you're literally watching your kids again. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm sitting here going, I told you.
You see? You just do the same stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's you. Yeah, exactly. So
it's the same crap you used to do.
How many times did you think about doing something other with your career than opening a barbershop?
I've been cutting hair since high school.
Really?
I graduated in 2005.
Maybe never, huh?
So.
Did you ever think at some point you'd be something different than owning barbershops and an entrepreneur?
No, ever since I was little, I always wanted to be a barber. I think it's something with the OCD. Like, I used to like vacuuming because you create the lines. Oh, mowing the yard.
That's my favorite part of vacuuming.
Well, then you'd probably be a good barber.
Like, you can organize, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what it is in haircuts. You create lines, then you erase them.
You know what really differentiates a barber from a stylist during landscaping? Mowing your whole yard with a weed eater. Boom! Think about it. Got to get close and personal. You know what I'm saying? I get down in it. You know, I'm every curve. You know, my all around, every hill, every hump, all over.
That's how some people's heads are.
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably
I think about
seen some serious
lumpy stuff. Heads.
I mean, I can imagine all the because I've had several head. Busting up to things in life. Mm-hmm. All my scars that would be there that you would see.
Yeah, you have the guys with like the roll in the back of their head and you gotta like lift it up.
I was gonna ask you that. Like, what do you do with like a bouncer whenever he comes in? He's got that
a bouncer.
Yeah, yeah, like that pack of
you
hot
just,
dogs
like,
back
the
there.
Pack of hot dogs.
Stretch it up and get
stretch
it in
it up and get in there.
Oh, how fun.
Is there hair in
there? Hope they showered correctly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do shampoos and stuff back there?
Mm-hmm.
I do like that when I come.
You gotta rub your fingers in his folds.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I like if I'm like going somewhere and I'm thinking, okay, I didn't put any gel in my hair. I didn't do anything because I didn't want to offend my barber because that stuff's water soluble. Mm-hmm. You know, you're immediately going to go into some glue the minute you hit water in my hair. You know, and so I think that if I came ready, right, and I knew I was going to get a haircut, I'd want the shampoo
on the
back.
But you have the guys that come in after work all sweaty and like, gel in their hair all day. There's some shops that don't even have shampoo bowls because it's not required in the state of Texas to have a shampoo bowl.
It mats the hair down.
If I was a barber, I would be like, you're required to take a shower before you come in here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because
it's the law.
I've had clients that used to use.
Yeah.
They would use that gotta be glued, and it's like they're. It's oh. like, on their head. I'm like, how am I going to cut this? Well,
and if it's rolled up in there, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if the hair's matted down because it's matted down.
Or wearing a hat all day. Like a lot of people, when they need a haircut, they wear a hat all day. Then they come to the barbershop. And then if you don't shampoo it and you just cut their hair, they're going to get home and take a shower and shampoo and realize all the stuff you missed. That's like one of the main things about cutting hair is making sure you get it.
Well, I like to shampoo after because I can come in with nothing and count on you for the gel on the finish.
Well, we love clients like you, but not all of them think like that.
But I want the gel when I leave, and then I got to kind of whip it. Do you charge for the quick style in the mirror on the way out with a fistful of gel?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I got to have. Because if I don't get that last step, I'm in big trouble because everybody likes to style my hair like Al Pacino, not Al Pacino, Danny, what's his name from Casino, the lead singer, Robert De Niro. Yeah, Robert De Niro used to, you know, he did the
lead singer. What?
Lead actor. Yeah, sorry,
he lost me like halfway through that.
Yeah. What? Where are you going?
Well,
with
you know,
this?
It's all straight back. They keep wanting to take my old hair and just pull it off.
No, we got
back.
You on that one, but just you screwed
yes,
the lead
actor, not singer.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's a, you know, it's a straight back. You know, they always want to like do this where I think my hair needs to be more of, you know, back there somewhere. You know, but I always like a little spike. You know, so I got to get a little gel on the finish, and it's just your own style. So I always want to do it myself at the end. You don't charge for the style. You don't charge for the gel. You just let them come in, do a little finish, wash their hands, get out. Yeah. Everybody's kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know? Do you do like monthly subscriptions?
No.
Or something?
No. Fans only page?
No.
No? No? Okay.
RazorRepublic.com. Yeah. Right. No,
RazorRepublic.com. You can see all the photos there.
That's it. That's where it's at, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Dude,
like monthly, like.
I asked the lady.
So for me, like owning a shop and being a part of all these different shops in the past, there are shops that, and this is no shade to any other barbershop around, but in my experience, when barbershops offer memberships, they don't give good haircuts.
Right, because they want to lock you in instead of you just wanting to come back.
And the thing about barbering is those shops pay their barbers by the hour. No good barber is going to work for an hourly pay. Mm. You know, we don't go to school and spend $10,000-$20,000 to get a license to go make $14 an hour because we can do that at Chick-fil-A, you know? Mm-hmm. So places like that, and it's like, it's no shade to anybody. It's just, that's why I stay away from that because I don't, you're going to come back. I'm going to give you the best haircut of your life. You're going to come back. I don't need to lock you in on a membership.
Right.
Right, you're just going to show up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and your service, too, is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, your person, the connection, I think, is big.
It's that's a big part of barbering that people don't realize. It's not just the haircut. It's like, it's customer service.
Mm-hmm.
It's relationship.
Well, speaking of,
we come in and we spill our guts.
Yes,
we
I know everybody's business.
Everybody has business. We spill the tea when we go.
Yeah.
Well, you sponsored the networking event up at the Willis City Hall. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that experience, sure.
With sponsoring it, well, I actually went to the first one last minute.
Okay.
Like somebody sent it to me. It was like, hey, you should just show up to this. So I came totally unprepared. I remember walking in and looking like, man, I feel like I'm out of place. I'm not prepared for this. But I came in, sat down, went through the experience, and met some really cool people. I met Corey from Alpha Gym, made a connection with him. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, from there, I was like, okay, so the next mixer, I want to sponsor.
He's the crawfish eating champion.
It was a smaller, because they're going to do the big, the small, the big, the small. So the next mixer coming up is on July 30th. And
City Hall, Willis, Texas.
No, it's not at City Hall.
Where's it going to be?
It's
across the street?
No.
Or
it's at where the first one was.
At the bank?
I didn't go to the first one.
Oh, you missed out.
I did. I heard. I met
the bit. No, it's
we're all wrong.
Yeah.
No, North right. Montgomery Community County Community Center. The big, it's huge. It's very big.
Okay.
Well, is it sure that
the address? The address says it's 600 Gerald Street in Willis, Texas.
Oh, yeah,
600 Gerald Street, Willis, Texas. That's the community center back in the back there. I think that's where they do the utilities as well, or out back there. Mm-hmm. And
so it's going to be much bigger.
Most folks almost know where it is.
So that's why I had my partner. I was like, hey, you know, the barbershop should do this one and this. So he owns, I don't know if you ever heard of the gun and ammo store in Willis, the I Got Your Six Armory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's really big in the community. He does, like, he sponsors Willis
so he High sponsored the next one.
He's sponsoring the next
one. Chamber of Commerce yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yep. And you sponsored the last one, and I want to thank you for that. And really getting that thing going, it was wonderful. We got to meet there, mm-hmm. and we got to meet there, and I felt like, you know, we had some good relationships that were established. I mean, I think I reached out to everyone except for that State Farm lady. I tried a dozen times. I think she thinks I was hitting on her.
Were you?
Yeah, he's gonna get served some papers.
It's because you didn't come to me to get your haircut before the.
I'm sorry.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Maybe she would have responded.
But when
better.
I called, there was like several people with the same name, and it was just, you know, and I'm running through all the cards, and I'm like, I barely remember, you know, everything, you know, and I'm like, yeah, that's her.
She might be at the next one.
The lady's like, I don't know who the hell you are. You know, I'm like, oh, man. I was wrong. You know, calling back was never so difficult. You know, I did want to have a chance to reach out to everybody there. There was like maybe 30 people in attendance that were business owners and spouses and friends. I mean, the room was full. But, you know, with the city officials, the mayor himself, and mm-hmm. Several mm-hmm. members of the city council, some other folks that were there to stimulate, you know, community business.
Yeah.
But this was the lighter of the two. We expect a really big one coming up at the community center. And I think that's the one to be at. And
yeah, I think they're getting bigger, right? It's gaining momentum.
I would think so.
For sure.
It's the third, and the first one was a home run, and the second was fair, but I think and that was RSVP that's fair. So we kind of knew. So, I mean, I brought as many gift bags as there were people that RSVP'd. Like, okay, I'm set.
Nice.
You know, had a good time. There were door prizes. You gave a few door prizes away. Really enjoyed those. And I think I got an oil change. I want an oil change. You got an oil change.
I did. I want an oil change.
Green and white, right? Green and white.
You won an oil change?
Christian Brothers. I won a oil change, and I am so excited about it. I think I have about
never been so excited for an oil change.
Well, they've gotten ridiculously expensive.
I swear to you, I was going to give you my oil change. Had you not won that, immediately I'm going to give mine to that lady over there. The yoga lady is getting my oil change.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
we actually have coupons down at the barbershop, so we have special coupons for our clients from Christian Brothers for discounted oil changes.
You got a free oil change? What are you talking about? You're the one lady that doesn't need the coupon.
No, bring them to my studio.
That's a discount. She got a free one.
What you have, the discounts to give to other people.
Oh yeah.
Well, reach out to Christian Brothers, because ours have our logo and like stuff like that on there. It's like, but maybe they'll do something like that for you too.
Yeah, that sounds a great idea.
Now you get an oil change, and then you come down and get a massage, which I'm going to be bringing in massage, esthetician, red light therapy, and salt therapy, salt chamber therapy.
We do a little red light therapy with our facial.
It's amazing, right?
Do you really? You got that mask and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not the mask. We have like the actual like bright red machine, and then we have the steamer that comes down. Like, it's
okay. Now you guys are gonna have to go check it out.
I'm missing
and
out.
Give us a review. That sounds amazing.
What's the address? What's the address there?
It's 9571 FM 1097.
Nine?
Suite 300.
One more time. Yeah, I barely heard you.
9571 FM 1097. Suite 300.
And you're crossing a Kroger right next to Black Rock on I-45 and 1097. Now, there is the networking event that's coming up July 30th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what it takes to go, who needs to go, when you get to go,
I think everybody needs to go. Like, if you own a business, or even if you don't, if you're looking to like start a business, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's so many different connections. Being a barbershop, like, I didn't think going to the business mixer would really make like a difference for me, but it really has.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. So I think everybody should go.
The business mixers have been amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to get to know some
people. Networking's where it's at.
He's killing it. He's doing so much networking.
Because sometimes, like, and then here's the thing with barbers. I tell everybody, we know everybody.
True.
Like, it doesn't matter if you need a dumpster, if you need yoga, if you need a lawyer, if you need, you know, what we know everybody.
Yeah.
Like, so I
feel
like.
I need those three things right now.
I know, right?
But like going to those business mixers, it's like, me being in attendance, I feel like I could even connect people. I could be the missing piece to, like, you know, well, what are you looking for? Well, I know somebody, you know. It's like, so it's networking and being involved in the community is really big for us.
Are you living in the Willis area now?
I'm off of 3083 and 45, so right on the edge.
Close enough, yeah. I feel like, you know, what did Mattress Matt called it? Boomtown. You know, he was like, it's a boomtown up here right now. And there's so many new businesses that are opening up in Willis. It just makes sense that a strong networking community grows. And one thing that struck me as noteworthy, I didn't see any realtors there.
There was one. Well, he's a loan officer.
That's a lender. That's different. So just a shout out to all my realtor friends, you know, sometimes it's best to be at a group when it starts and begins and backed by the city, like this particular one is on July 30th. We hope to see you out there. And, you know, like I said, there's not very many, and it's a good opportunity for you to share some of the knowledge on all the real estate. That's where people are moving to. I'm talking to realtors in the city of Houston right now and asking them to come on my show because their key market is North Conroe. You mean Willis? And they're like, yeah. They call it North Conroe. Well, what are you talking about when you say North Conroe? They said like that's other town. You mean
it's like
Willis.
Calling Conroe North Houston? Like,
mm-hmm, they said North Conroe. I hear it a lot. They say, yeah, we just listed a house. We just sold a house. And you know, okay, do you have any interest in this area? What's the purpose of, you know, your query? And it's always, we just sold a house or we just listed a house north of Conroe. And I get that a lot. And you know, and that dials back to some of the stuff that we were talking about with the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about
the mayor
their,
is a part of that too. Mayor Willis is a part
that's
of
right.
Conroe,
that's
Lake
right.
Conroe.
And the city of Conroe, Willis is their chamber would be the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce. We would suggest they all join that. I mean, really, all y'all should join it. It's $40 a month or $500 a year for a base membership. You can get something to that effect. There's the actual on the website, but I assure you that's about the range of the pricing. So yeah. It's something comfortable. It's like $40 a month. You get to put a sign on your door. You get to come to all the meetings. You get to parade about and, you know, let people know you care to support these kind of groups. And they can be beneficial.
I'm a member.
Yeah. I love it. We came back from the Mark Kehoe, Judge Kehoe, Montgomery County County Judge.
On Monday, the guest speaker was Mark Kehoe. Bunch of important people were there.
State of the county address. Yep. We had Margie Taylor. Margie Taylor was out there. Mr. Schistler, Derek Schistler for the business hour with Schistler. Yeah. He's the Silver Fox was out there. We got a chance to meet with him. It was really noteworthy. I mean, really.
Nice guy.
Yeah, super cool. We got a chance to meet with the San Jacinto Water Authority and so many more. Yep. A house full. Many elected officials. Senator Brett Ligon's team was out. We had a few others. And you know, I went to high school. We played football together. Montgomery High School, me and Senator Brett Lee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he played for Montgomery High School. He got to go to Ashley. He was a varsity. I was junior varsity. I was a freshman. He's upperclassman. But nevertheless, we all moved up to we all went to district. So, you know, nice. he won district. So winner's a winner. You know, to see a winning. Oh, yeah, winners win. Dude, they just keep on doing it. It's crazy like that. Yeah. You know, you say, yeah, bat a home run. Oh, he hit another one. You know,
so woo, these weird. These events, I like them because you are who you surround yourself with.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you surround yourself with other people who want to achieve and want more, then you too will get more. And
giving back. Like, I'm really big on giving back because, like I said at the mixer, like, if it wasn't for the community, like, we wouldn't be in business. Right. The community is what keeps us in business. So I think it's very important to, like, give back and be involved.
Absolutely. My friend Buster Barsh said it best. He owns Barsh Automotive. He's one of the way really went out here and not sponsoring the show.
Sounds like you're plugging him.
Why
are you glazing
I'm plugging a good man who's been on I'm plugging a good man who's been on this program. He's taking the time to come here. And I'll tell you, you know, just cultivate a good community was a phrase he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
cultivate the community that helps to support your business. So I'm like, why do you support concerts? I mean, how does that help you get an oil change? You know, and he's like, well, I'm cultivating a good community. I mean, these are our friends, these are our family, these are our neighbors. You know, and that was his mindset, and I just loved it. I just thought that was a cool bit. And no, not a plug, but should be. You know, I think that folks like that are few and far between. And when you see him step up and do things like he bought, I think, half the bikes for the Christmas. Down here on the square.
That fundraiser.
Yeah. So that's he got cool. All the bikes to give to kids. I mean, there's just not this huge reward on the back for that. I mean, maybe in heaven. Maybe with the Lord.
Some people just do that, like, just to be good people, you know? Before I was ever a part of this and I was just a barber working at other people's barber shops, I would do local things for charities. Even when I moved up to Dallas for a couple years, I still came back down here and I gave to the Yes to Youth children's homeless shelter in Conroe.
Yeah.
1 year.
They got brought up a few times now.
And the second year I gave to the women's shelter out here.
Well, let's talk about that really quick. Now, we've got the Athena luncheon coming up over at the Hyatt Regency over in Grand Central Park. And the Athena luncheon is an awards for women in different ways. Now, I don't want to get too far into that because I'm really not in the know of that. But what I did, having some experience in it and some time with the folks from the Hands of Justice group, and they're the ones that are at the Athena and being awarded. So they've done a fashion show at the Hyatt just I think about a half a year ago, maybe. I might be stretching that out. I think it was November, December, but it's for survivors of serious situations, being taken or things like that, or abducted, or just survivors from traumatic events to this effect. I mean, you get the idea. They just don't want to hit the YouTube algorithm here, but you get it, right? And anyway, she came on the show. She told us a story. She told us all about it. And then they had the fashion walk. But on the 11th, I believe it, the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber. Is it the 11th? Can you confirm that date? The Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber will be holding the Athena Luncheon at the Hyatt Regency Grand Central Park Conroe and celebrating the Hands of Justice. And which is supports those ladies and survivors to that, all that. There's a whole lot of different categories that apply here, but they're all tough. They're all tearjerkers.
Athena is the July 24th.
Is it the 24th?
Yeah, this July 24th at 11 a.m. 1001 Grand Central Parkway.
Okay, July 24th. I'm glad you looked it up. Well, I was way off.
Got it on my calendar. Okay. We got tickets.
Yeah, yeah. That's a wonderful event, and good for you for buying tickets. You know, it's $125 a ticket for members. I think it's something like $150. But, we've got the, what's the lady, the speaker? Her name's on there.
Oh, shoot.
She recently appeared on the Joe Rogan Show. Just went off the charts. Just such a heartfelt story she shared. She's going to be one of the guest speakers there for Hands of Justice. And I'll tell you, that one's going to touch some folks, I'll tell you that. And you've worked with a lot of these type of situations and maybe even with the Hands of Justice. Do you have any experience with those guys?
I have not had an experience with the Hands of Justice. And I've, like I said, I'm still new to this community. But yes, working with young women that are surviving such circumstances is actually my niche. Being a survivor of things of that myself, that is where my passion is. And so, now that you've said this and we're sitting here saying we're going to go, definitely reach out for this luncheon. I'd love to hear this young lady's story and even more about the organization on how I can use my services and my experience and education, but mostly presence.
Yeah. The fashion show was super cool. Mm-hmm. The ladies got to bring different fashions out. Some guys did too. A lot of sheriffs, some county constables.
So the Athena Leadership Luncheon, I have it pulled up here. The keynote speaker is Elizabeth Smart.
That's her.
And she has a heck of a story. Careful with them words.
Yes, we all know who she is. Yes.
Yes. And
tell us what you know about that.
Elizabeth Smart. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that's probably almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Being abducted from home.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And back from in her 2002. Own home. It was for a couple months, I believe, but it was, we could just say that Excel, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh my gosh. Anyway, so yes, she was abducted and survived, she has made it her life passion and mission.
Yep.
Not necessarily to talk about that, but about derogatory experiences and overcoming. Yep. Yeah. Great inspiration. Yeah. 100%.
I don't know if I would have the courage to talk about myself.
No offense to anyone, but I don't think men do. You know what I mean? That's where the barbers come in at. Like I'm telling you, like when guys sit in our chair and some of the things that they share with us, it's like we are their therapists. Mm-hmm. Like, and it doesn't, I think guys like, you got to keep this image, this tough guy image. So they don't, like mental health for men is very like, I feel like it's...
Yeah.
skipped a little bit. That's culture, why at my grand opening, I donated 50% of the proceeds that we made that day to the Keep It In The Air Foundation, which is the foundation for veterans that deal with PTSD and bipolar.
That's
good. Thank you very much. Yes.
So,
100%.
Yeah, it's like mental health is important for everyone.
I mean, 100% it is. And as a somatic therapist and the conversations that I have, when just being in a space where someone feels safe enough to share, not asking you to fix anything for them, but they just want a soundboard or get it out. And it's amazing what people will release.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just, and you just look at it, you're just like, dang, that was a lot to carry. know, I'm glad.
So
that
I might need to come see you sometimes. Like being a barber, like, no, seriously, I feel like I, you know, we get trauma dumped on sometimes.
It's vicarious trauma and, is called.
Yeah. Yes. And then it's like you carry that like energy with you. Mm-hmm. Like I can be having a good day and somebody come in and tell me a certain story. And I'm like,
bro, really?
Yeah, now my days are I feel sad all day, like, you know, so.
Well, because it is energy. And
that's
it's
true.
Out there. And
but I do like sometimes taking it, you know? What is it? Isaiah 6. I'm here. I'll go. Call me. You know, go ahead. Tell me what you got to dump on me. You know, just do it right here. That's going to be fine. You know, go ahead, let it out. Cry if you need to.
Yeah, but,
you know,
but,
cry.
If you're like
you care.
Yeah.
Does it not sound like I care?
It cares. Well,
no,
I know.
No, because we do. But what I've learned about this and being mindful of our experiences is when we notice, when even when they leave, and that energy, you're allowed to separate it by allowing your thoughts and the feelings associated with that, or even your thought, oh my gosh, I wish I could really help them. That's when you step back and you're like, all right, I take back my energy, you take back yours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you had this time and space, but now I'm just gonna let it go. So that, because you're, I mean, when you're the type of person that wants to help save the world, you want to help save everybody, it's exhausting. And it's not our job. And what I've learned as in my journey of healing is I'm the one doing the walking and the talking and the breathing and the choice making. But there's people along the way that are help giving me the tools and the direction, right, to do that. But then otherwise, you know, those are, we get to make those choices and the consequences of those.
Yeah.
But
so I need to come see you, and both of us need to go see her.
Yes.
That's what it sounds
everybody
like it's going
to
happen.
To me, and we'll even get out on the water.
No, Brittany, you had another. Is it Brittany, or is that just short for Brittany?
It's Brittany.
Which, by the way, it's one of my dog's names.
It's Brittany.
It's Brittany. It's Brittany. All right, let's just call her Brett. Let's go. Brittany went too far.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
We're just going to go with Brett. Yeah, I think she likes it best way. So, Britt, so you had another event you wanted to tell us about. You had something else. You said you chalkboard a few, but
there
were
so
a couple.
We're
probably running out of time.
I asked the mayor. You know, they do the movies in the park. They have that coming up on July 18th.
That's cool.
The business mixers every month, the last Thursday of the month. Alpha Gym is having a back to school bash on July 25th.
Is he doing backpacks too or something? Or right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just, Alpha Gym 25th. Alpha
from
Gym.
10 to 2. 10 and to then 2. August 1st is the one for the City of Willis. We'll be out there cutting the kids' hair for free.
August 4th, City of Willis. First?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That is so
a back
cool.
to school.
Oh, the back to school event for them.
Yeah.
Okay. And
but
they're
Alpha
doing,
Gym
he's
is
doing that.
Doing something
he's
on
doing
the
backpack initiative that they give them that day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, he was actually giving away a free fan to people online. Did you see that?
The mayor?
Yeah, because of the heat and a lot of people didn't have power. You saw it? Did you see it? The City of Willis was giving out free fans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can go to the website.
I did, but I didn't.
He's got just
a
page that's cool. Only for that.
That is cool.
OnlyFans? Yep.
He was started rolling when I told him. He's like, but I do. And stop saying that.
I didn't even.
I asked him on the show. I said, air conditioners? He was like, no. I said, OnlyFans? He was like, yes. I said, so the mayor's got OnlyFans.
Anyway,
I heard it.
Said everybody meant something else.
Yeah.
What is it, Gandhi?
I think it's cool though what they're doing for the City of Willis, for sure.
No, I mean no. Gandhi said.
Gandhi says stay strapped or get clapped.
Advocates of Montgomery County.
What?
Through education.
He said. I don't. It's not what you say, but what you mean.
Through Montgomery County.
Yeah.
But your haircut back to school.
if we could let them know, I bet you they can have you show up. They could show up with a lot of kids.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
The Montgomery County.
Yeah,
The Casa House is right over here.
Oh yeah,
I'm an advocate through that with them, and I absolutely love it. And so I was mentioning to Brittany that let them know about that.
Or like the Yes to Youth, is that still? Oh, that's yes. Still a place.
Yes to Youth was at the Conroe Lake Condor Chamber of Commerce at the Kehoe event over at the Lone Star. Yes,
I just stumbled across them when I was like
super
researching
folks.
Like you know homeless shelters in the area because I used to do this like on my own by myself. And I would give out haircuts for
that's
hygiene
awesome.
And
oh, wow, that so
unwrap
cool.
toys and do haircuts for free. It was probably
they love that. That's like the best
I
thing
think
you
it
can
was
do 20, for them.
Yeah. 2019
white t-shirt and socks.
It was yeah. Right. I think it was 2019. I showed up with 2 truckloads full of stuff for them. I just did by myself.
Joe, you got a couple of brief items you want to bring up really quick?
Oh yeah, I love the chambers like the Conroe Lake
Not
Conroe.
That.
I'm also a member of the. I'm from EMC. So you
East
gotta
Montgomery
forgive
County
me.
Chamber.
I'm from East Montgomery County. So the EMC Chamber of Commerce, the Greater EMC Chamber of Commerce, is what they call it. But yeah, we got some big stuff. We also have a big luncheon every month as well, which I'm a big supporter of.
300 to 500 business owners out there. Every
it's
huge. But you're talking Highway 59. We're going all the way out to New Caney, East Side. It goes all the way down 105. So when
yeah,
you
like
get down
Humble
there,
all the way up to Cleveland.
A little past
is
border,
EMC.
You know, so that's still Montgomery County now.
It is.
So it when is. We talk about where Montgomery County is and what we have seen there is a host of our political leaders.
Absolutely.
We have Steve Toth's team was out there the week before. We had a Ligon's team out there last week.
Yep.
And I'm not even sure who we're going to expect next.
Yeah, they're all members of that chamber as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
so we see a lot of our leadership out there and knowing that this is their district. I think that's District 12. This is Montgomery County. You
Wednesday,
know what I mean? And this is who
August
represent.
5th at 11. August luncheon presented by Houston Methodist of the Woodlands is coming out there.
To the East County?
Of course.
Wow.
And they're going to do a big presentation along with everybody else having lunch. It's catered.
Who's the caterer?
I don't see it on here. Right
Texas Roadhouse catered last one.
Yeah.
It's important. I mean,
they
chicken and ribs. I'm like, dang.
Oh, wow.
They don't pull any punches on this. They're good out there. I love
it. Lunch is amazing. It's a 50-minute, almost an hour, and we struggle to get there. But, man, we don't want to miss
I mean, it's
one.
Like
He's
5 minutes.
You're going to be late? I'm like, we're trying not to be, baby. We're moving. You know, I'm here for the free lunch.
I live 5 minutes from there. It's in the Atrium Center, which is like this big.
I'm coming out from Lake Conroe and racing to get to that.
You know I came here today, right? We're in downtown Conroe right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do it all the time. Quit complaining.
But, you know. It's another 30 minutes to Lake Conroe.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
He's like, you want to come over? He lives in Montgomery, like from Kingwood, from my house to his. We're like 1 hour and 15 minutes apart, and we're still both in the county.
No.
Montgomery? No. No, I don't.
No. That's funny.
I love you, but no.
What else you got?
Oh,
finish this off. I think we're getting there.
No, I mean, I'm
Brett, good. What you got for me? Any last minute? Instagram, TikToks, Facebooks? You want those some links at us? Some signs? Whatever.
No OnlyFans. We mainly do Facebook more than anything.
Yeah, okay,
I started
fair.
A shop Instagram, but I mean, I stick to Facebook because that's what
general public
is on more than anything.
And I think Willis is.
Yeah, whether they
want
to admit it or not, they're still on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I advertise on Facebook. I get a lot of my customers. Also, it kind of depends on your demographic. The younger generation, maybe TikTok, but people with any money, they're usually on Facebook.
Brett, what else you got? You got some last minutes?
Yeah.
Michelle, sorry. Brett's got stuck in the brain.
Well, I will be hosting a business mixer.
That's right.
Well,
no, that was Thursday that just passed. Today's Friday. So going forward, though.
Oh.
Going forward, what do you have
next
coming
one?
Out? What's the next one? Do you have another one? That
no,
Thursday
but
cool?
I have not got another one, but I would definitely love to. Sponsor and schedule.
Is there a way that we can keep up with you on like social media or something?
Yes, I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and it's still the No Mud No Lotus LLC.
Like nice. A yoga thing where we can watch you do yoga for an hour.
I do have a YouTube channel.
Really?
I do.
Really?
Sounds so weird.
You guys... I'm gonna update it.
I won't even do it, but I know I can attract other people to do it.
Yes,
I
do,
bring it up.
And that's also No Mud No Lotus.
Maybe not the right reasons. Maybe the
No Mud No Lotus.
Yes, and where that comes from is the No Mud No Lotus. That comes from the Buddhist belief system, which is not religion, but it's a belief system that we're all like a beautiful lotus flower, and the lotus flower can only grow from the. You've seen the water, it grows in nasty, just mucky, ooey, grimy, yeah. But it's somehow it gets nutrients from that, and so it pushes it up to the top. And so I had kind of adopted it years ago when I worked in addiction recovery, and my clients are in front of me and they're completely sober, mm-hmm. feeling everything. I'm like, now you're sitting in your shit. Sorry, I had to say it, because that's what the mucky muck is. Mm-hmm. And so hence I took on the mantra, no mud, no lotus, turn your shit to shine, because it's in all of the dark night of the soul.
That's your brand. Darkness. That's your mantra on your door.
So it is. Like, it is.
Without
it's
the mud,
book.
There wouldn't be
a lotus.
There wouldn't be a lotus. But it's also, it's all of that suffering, and all of that is what helps us see.
I do think that so it gets, I enjoyed my walkthrough. I saw a lot of really good things in your studio that could be mm-hmm. very helpful. And I felt like I just went the rocks at it all the time, because I was fall asleep. But you know, I have had some massages, that some hot stone deep tissues that have really literally made a mark on me. And
yeah. Oh my God.
And I know whether it's sleep or not. I get the feeling that I got worked on, you know, elbows and stones and some real work, you know, mm-hmm. and no longer do I have the same back pain. So, I mean, I can testify that the right massage therapy, the right work, the right therapy based on you, seeing what you have, you can touch from my eyes to my toes. Mm-hmm. So I figure, you know, there's some exploration there, and the worst case scenario is you get to watch a sunset on Lake Conroe. You know,
sunsets there are amazing. It's insane.
There's a lot of tranquility, a lot of peace this lake offers in some places mm-hmm. that have designed to experience it and designed to enjoy it. And it's best done with a great haircut. Joe, thank you for coming out today.
Yeah,
Joe, absolutely. Joe, thank you. 936-600 dump. Thank you for on the show today. What's the sizes? 300, 400.
Oh, 15 yards, 300, 20 yards, 400. We got the best prices, even better.
All the way, everything included, having the whole weekend. Razors located at I-45 and 1097. Come out and visit them across the street from the Kroger. You can come out and see Michelle. And you can see us out at Fisherman's Wharf. Everybody kind of knows where that is. Right before you to the 1097 bridge across from Guadalajara, Harry's old location. It's all there. Come on out, visit. It's open to the public. Mm-hmm. There's a number on the door you can call, or if you don't know it when you get there. Or you can pause the show. Find it back. Get all the information there. We'll put some links down below. Thank you for watching the Texas Ticket. We'll be back on the 24th, 25th, I think, for another program. We'll be back later in the month. Thank you for watching.
Lone Star Radio on my mind. So won't you kick your feet up in your head?